This is your wake-up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the house.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Wait, quick question before we start. I left this Big Mac special sauce in here. Did somebody take it? Did anybody see it?
I
got me some yesterday.
I left it here. Wasn't yours though. No, I know.
I took it from DJ Pro Style.
Did anybody see it in here? No.
Nope.
You know they're selling them on eBay for $10,000?
What? Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm putting my bottle on eBay today then. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me and my come up I just came up on.
But are people buying them,
I need
them,
that money.
Yes.
Really?
Listen, man. All I know is my sleep schedule has been ruined this week. The reason my sleep schedule was ruined this week was because of the new edition movie, but it was absolutely positively worth it. You hear me? I want you to do that same mix you did yesterday, Envy, today.
Some people said that was your best mix ever, Envy.
All right. You know what? Everybody's distracted because they're looking for a $10,000 bottle of Big Mac sauce.
Absolutely. Where's my Big Mac sauce?
No, I
Where's
hate you,
our
Angela
Big
you.
Mac sauce?
I hate you for coming in here and ruining the vibe that was set by New Edition all week. You coming here asking about some damn Big Mac sauce.
Where is my Big Mac sauce?
I'm so glad I ain't opened that Big Mac sauce yesterday. I put it up on Instagram because I was like just excited I had a bottle, but I didn't know it was going for $10,000 on eBay. But somebody clearly does.
Damn it, man. Well, you were talking about the new edition.
No, I don't want to talk about your Big Mac sauce, then.
I don't know where it's
they
at.
They only made 10,000 of them.
Really?
Really. So it's like a golden ticket, Willy Wonka.
It's definitely a golden ticket,
I
Willy
got
Wonka.
Me one. Pro Style, don't be an Indian giver and ask for it back, bro. Don't even do it.
That's politically incorrect to say that.
What?
Indian giver.
Why?
I'm just warning you right now.
Nah, man, don't start with me. You know, I'm Donald Trump. I don't care. Listen, let me tell you something. I got a $10,000 bottle of Big Mac sauce in the refrigerator.
One.
No, I don't. It's in the refrigerator
Pro Style,
right now.
Pro Style, we need that bottle back.
Nope, you can't. No, don't be a Dominican giver, Pro Style. He's Dominican. He gave it to me.
I can't believe somebody stole my sauce.
Our sauce.
Well, it was mine.
Ours?
No, well, it was addressed to me.
Well, fill a bottle up with your discharge, and then we'll call it Big Mac sauce. Put that on eBay.
What is wrong with you?
I don't think that'll taste okay. good.
But yes, the new edition movie, man. Round of applause to BET, damn it.
I told y'all, the only thing that would have topped it off is if they'd have went to the original cast, original New Edition, the real New Edition, performing at the 25th anniversary BET Awards.
By the way, y'all suck, and I'm going to tell you why y'all suck.
Who sucks?
You saw all three parts before BBD came up here the other day?
Yes.
And y'all ain't?
No,
y'all ain't? Oh, okay.
No, I didn't.
I only saw the first two parts.
Oh, all right.
I only seen the first one.
I'm like, y'all, and y'all ain't asked Ricky Bell about being an addict?
Yeah, you know what?
I didn't see that until
the last part either, because we only had the first two parts.
Yeah, I only seen the first part.
When
I didn't
they
know
came
that.
Up here.
Who
and then,
knew? Ricky Bell, he always seemed like the, if there was two stable ones out the whole group, or three really.
Mike.
Ronnie.
Yeah, BBD.
Mike, Ralph, and Ricky.
Oh, no, you're right. All of them seem stable except for Bobby.
Yeah, it's Bobby. Yeah.
And what about Ralph? Yeah.
Yeah, all of them seem stable except for Bobby. Yeah, but Ricky looked like Bobby last night.
He did a little bit. He had a drug
problem.
He had a drug problem.
I didn't know he had a drug
Me
problem.
Me neither. Who knew?
All right.
I wonder if Ricky and Bobby ever did coke together.
That's a good question.
Yes.
They wasn't effort with each other by that time, though, I think.
Not even enough to do a line together?
I don't think so. Now, you know what? You're right. It might have to do another New Edition mix again.
It's only right for the culture, bro.
Only right.
It's
only
another right
another one. They had a lot of hits.
New Edition is the greatest R&B group of all time. I said last night on social media, I don't even want to debate with anybody that was born after 83 about that topic, okay? Don't come to me with Boyz II Men, because Boyz II Men was Michael Bivins' group. They was even named after one of New Edition's songs. Don't come to me with Jodeci. I love Jodeci, but no. New Edition, bro. Collectively, individually. Don't come to me with the Jackson 5, because all you're going to use is Michael as the trump card. The rest of the Jackson 5 pales in comparison to any member of New Edition.
Well, I was born after 84, and I'll take that argument with you all day.
Stop it. Okay, that's an alternative fact.
Whatever.
You born after 84 is an alternative fact.
I'll take it. I get it.
Okay.
All right. Well, yesterday I was busy doing lip service. Plies was in town.
Plies, boss it, baby.
You need to explain to people what lip service was, because that could totally
lip service
be taken
is my
out
podcast.
Of context.
Exactly, because you said
everything
lip
you
service
said,
and then Plies.
I was busy doing lip service yesterday because Plies was in town.
You're right.
Yes, it's my podcast, so we had a good time. And Melissa Foy was our special guest co-host, so that should be a fun one.
Okay. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Migos will be joining us this morning.
What were we going to say? Boring us. Wow, MV.
Migos will be joining us this morning. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Whew, let's talk about Donald Trump. I will tell you what he's doing today. This is his first time doing this as president. And lots of controversy. The president of Mexico was supposed to meet with him. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay. Let's get into all that. His fake love is Drake. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in NBA news, which is kind of crazy to me, you know, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, and CP3 didn't make the All-Star teams this year?
Why is that kind of crazy to you? CP3 been hurt most of the year.
He's been injured a little bit. Dwayne Wade, though?
Dwayne Wade is on his last legs. Melo's on his last legs.
You know,
you
they said this is the first time since 2009 that no Knick has made the All-Star team.
Damn. Why is that? I don't understand why that's crazy to you. Like, not even remotely do I understand why that's crazy to you.
Because it's their fan favorites, regardless.
Since maybe not anymore, bro. Times change. You do know that. You know how they say it's a new chick turning 18 every day, so all the older chicks better stay on point? That's how it is in the NBA.
And then allegedly they tried to trade Carmelo, and then Cleveland Cavs is like, now?
They're still going to ship him off, either to the Clippers or the Celtics. Salute to the guy, Melo. Melo deserves it. Melo need to go try to play for a contender. I would love to see Melo on the Clippers, CP3 come back healthy, and be making a deep playoff run. Nah. Melo can still give you 20 a game in a good system.
All right. Now, Serena Williams and Venus Williams will be playing tomorrow in the Australian final, so we'll see how that goes.
They're playing each other?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the Mexican president.
Well, the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has announced that he canceled his meeting with President Donald Trump that was supposed to take place on January 31st. He tweeted out, "This morning, we have informed the White House that I will not attend the work meeting scheduled for next Tuesday with at POTUS. Mexico offers and demands respect as a sovereign nation that we are," he wrote in another tweet. Donald Trump was trying to say that they're going to get that money to build the wall by taxing Mexican imports 20% tax or something like that.
If I was the Mexican president, I would have just tweeted out, "I ain't got time for this BS. See me when you see me." Now, talk to you about no damn wall.
President Donald Trump, by the way, is having his first news conference today as president of the United States. So that plan is going to be happening today.
I can't tell you how much I don't care. I'll be watching reruns of the New Edition.
I don't know what he's going to be talking about. Maybe the crowd at his inauguration or
Maybe he'll talk about the New Edition movie.
That'd be dope.
You think he saw it?
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I doubt he saw that. And he also did say
Donald Trump
that
tweet out, "Can you stand the rain?"
President Obama left him a letter because, you know, that's a tradition that the president leaves the former president leaves the new president a letter. Mm-hmm. And so he did say, "This was the letter given to me by President Obama. I won't show to you or read it to you, but it's just a beautiful letter. It was long. It was complex. It was thoughtful. And it took time to do it." He just doesn't know what to say.
He doesn't know what
Didn't
to say
he say something about he gonna put an extra tax on Mexico, and is he gonna make the sale of Coronas and Patron pay for Corona and tequilas pay for the wall?
I didn't hear that.
Yes, he did. I read something like
that. Well, yeah, he's taxing imports. Yeah, 20%.
Yeah, and it was like Coronas, tequila,
anything from Mexico,
and avocados.
Mm. All right. Well,
why y'all laughing? Y'all don't read.
I didn't say anything.
That's front page news. All right, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night or bad morning, whatever it may be.
Maybe somebody stole your Big Mac sauce.
If it's worth $10,000 on eBay, salute to that person who came up last night.
Yeah, they got that one.
Because I know I walked in here yesterday, and I saw somebody with a bottle of Big Mac sauce, and I said, "Yo, I was just looking at that." And they was like, "Do you want it?" And I said, "Yes." I was going to use it this weekend. But now that I know it's going for $10,000 on eBay, I'm about to get that flip going.
They only made $10,000 of them.
You sure it's for $10,000 on eBay?
I'm looking right now. They actually have one person who now has listed it for $50,000.
Oh, Lord, hold on. Let me set me up right
800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. give you a tissue.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, it's Denise calling from Florida. Hey.
What up, Denise? Good morning.
Tell her why you mad, Denise.
Listen, I watched your Judy Shit movie last night. And Charlamagne, me and my daughter said the same thing. I wonder if he was doing coke with Bobby and Whitney.
It had to be. Like, you don't have two addicts in a group like that, and they ain't do no lines together.
But we don't
That's
know. I doubt it.
But shout out to everybody that tweeted me that there was definitely a four-ball jacket in the movie.
I told you that. Yeah, I texted you.
No, I got a whole lot of tweets about that.
Hello, who's this?
It's Trey. He said it, baby. What's happening?
Trey, what's up? Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad. I don't work for McDonald's no more. Y'all talking about they got Mac sauce going for $10,000 on eBay?
Nah, relax, bro. It's bottles of Mac sauce.
Bottles of Mac, whatever. However I got to get the Mac sauce, I got to get that $10,000 and skated on them boys.
You know how to make Big Mac sauce?
Yeah.
What is it? Somebody told me it's just Thousand Island dressing.
It's not Thousand Island dressing.
What is it? You don't work there no more. Tell me the secrets of the McDonald's Illuminati.
No. Not with that word Illuminati in it. It's not Thousand Island, though. It's like a knockoff of it with a different mixture in it.
I can't believe McDonald's got you shook like the Trump administration,
he
bro.
He won't tell.
You sound crazy.
Man, you see they're coming out with a movie? They put a hit on people that's putting out their secrets.
You think Ronald McDonald will be at your front door with the shotgun, like, ready to go?
You never know. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Seth from Houston, Texas.
Hey, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad that we still in this rut that we was in, you know, about 500 years ago, us as black people. You know, I think that we should have enough talent, enough leaders to get up out this rut we've been in.
Bro, we're not in the same rut we was in 500 years ago. Could y'all please stop telling lies like that? Like, you're calling into a radio station hosted by three black people that is nationally syndicated on 70 markets. That wouldn't be going on 500 years ago.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? This is Anthony from Hampton.
What's up, Anthony from Hampton?
757. Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning thinking I'm doing good, going to work, to merchandise these stores, and ain't nobody open right now.
It is 6-something in the morning,
6:15.
Come on,
you know
nobody was open?
Nobody's open. I'm a merchandiser. I'm not there to shop. I'm in there to stock y'all shelves.
Sir, it's 6 in the morning. Go to Waffle House. Waffle House open.
They definitely open. So IHOPs are open.
24-hour Walmart.
Yeah, but I need to go merchandise these stores so I can get my day done early.
Man, you high. You woke up high.
Why don't you go back to sleep?
Because this is my job. I'm supposed to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning merchandising these stores.
Obviously, if nobody's open.
He can't sleep high, man. He getting his Ricky Bell on.
There's nothing to do.
You're right. It's nothing to do. And I want to get my job done.
Y'all still talking to the drug addict?
When he said merchandise, I thought that was a new word for scammer. Like, you know, you're going in there and scam. That's what I thought.
And he's about to ask for something.
That's what I thought. Hello?
Hey, good morning, man. What's up, y'all?
What's up, bro?
Good morning, brother.
Tell him why you mad.
Hey, man, I'm mad because, hey, did y'all see that interview last night? It probably was pre-recorded with Trump Vader talking about he has people in Hawaii looking into Obama's background.
Man, why the hell would I be watching that when the New Edition movie was on last night and Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder?
I was in the old girl room and it was just a little snippet that I saw and I was like, man, that made me mad. He's still on this dude?
First of all.
Plus, Andrew, I know where your sauce is at. I got your sauce.
You should break up.
You got my sauce.
I'll let you know when you went live on Instagram yesterday with Plies over there with that funny-looking Kango hat or a fisherman hat he had on. I'm trying to let you know I got your sauce.
All right.
Okay.
So if you want to come down to Miramar, Florida and pick up your sauce, it's going to cost you a dollar.
Pick up your what?
A dollar.
Sauce. He's going to sell the sauce. Oh. He got
for
some sauce
dollar?
For you for a dollar.
I can't believe that any black person had anything on their TV last night other than the New Edition movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Scandal, maybe How to Get Away with Murder. What's wrong with y'all?
All right, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Riri with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, the Migos will be joining us in a little bit.
They are?
Yes.
Okay.
They have an album out today.
Right, it's called Culture.
Culture.
Today is Culture. I haven't listened to Culture. I ain't gonna front. I've been so stuck on New Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, after the New Edition movie, you know, me and my wife sitting in the bedroom dancing and all kind of stupid stuff, and then all you want to do is just. I woke up listening to Cool It Now.
Right.
I put on Any Heartbreak soon as I woke up.
Yeah, that was an amazing series.
They're the greatest R&B group of all time. It's not even up for debate.
I just really wish that the last scene it would turn into them really performing at the BET Awards. That's what I wanted to see.
The crazy thing is, think about how somebody's mama used to be a backup dancer in the Poison video. Think about that. Somebody's mom, so your aunt that you love so much probably had sex with Ronnie DeVoe.
Were there females in the Poison, or was it in the thing?
Was there females in the Poison video?
In the video, yeah.
Never trust the big button to smile.
Now I'm thinking when they were performing on stage with Bobby Brown, those were males. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. The moral of the story is Michael Bivins gave your mama an 8-ball jacket, but you don't know what she did to get it, okay?
Damn.
That's the moral of the story.
All right. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about a rapper from Chicago who got arrested. We'll tell you why. Whew. And we'll discuss Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. Why are they saying that she is having a breakdown over her relationship?
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This morning show. Angelique has her rumor report coming up, and she's going to tell us about an African-American Negro who was incarcerated.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to reports, Chief Keef has been arrested, and that is for robbery and assault.
Sounds about right.
Now, I was watching these videos and things online last week from his former music producer, Ramsey the Great. And according to Ramsey the Great, Chief Keef and one other individual and friends jumped him. They said Chief Keef and five of his friends jumped him, and they had an AK-47.
Damn.
And Ramsey the Great did say he was going to press charges. Now here he is.
Look at what I'm doing, man. I took another route. I'm a young black man from Chicago who decided to stop the cycle. Maybe this next generation will look at me like, damn, we don't got to go shoot back. We could stop the cycle just right here. If y'all don't get what I'm doing, then y'all not looking out for y'all community. Y'all don't even understand. Half of the people commenting saying I'm a rat, I'm a snitch, all this, I broke the code. Y'all lost in the system, man.
Drop on the clues bombs for that young man. He is a civilian. He wants to be a civilian. He's living a civilian life. If that man wants to tell on people for robbing him, he has that right to.
If he's always been a civilian. But you can't just turn civilian when you get beat and robbed. You can't start
Why can't I change my life?
You know, you can't start beef and be a gangster and a thug, and then when it happens to you, be like, all right, time out. No.
FYI, you can do whatever you want. There might be some consequences.
I don't give a damn about these street rules y'all live by.
You can't start Ish, and then all of a sudden when Ish come back, he be like, time out.
That's what he did?
I don't know.
Why are you saying this?
I'm just saying, we don't know. We don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
Envy's just making up
stuff. No, I'm a civilian now. Now you come to get me.
I reserve
it. I'm a civilian. And you haven't always been a civilian.
You're right, but now I'm a civilian.
Look, so you can change from not having been one to being one.
911, look. 911, you get
it? You can't be a civilian now because it's convenient for you.
You need to step your game up and get some of these police officers' numbers personally, bro.
He has them.
I have them.
All right.
Serena Williams and Venus Williams are going to face off for the Australian Open title. This is the 9th time in Grand Slam history that the two of them, the sisters, are going to be playing. So we'll be watching that this weekend. Also, let's talk about the new edition story.
Drop on the clues bombs for that, damn it.
That was 3-part installment. They said Tuesday night. That was the first night. 4.4 million total viewers.
Mm. Round of applause, damn it.
That was also simulcast on Centric.
He said round of applause, not bomb. But go ahead, you. Jeez.
Now, those ratings were the highest in 5 years for BET.
Congratulations.
And BET was also the number one social television network on Tuesday. And top 20 trending topics included hashtag Bobby Brown, hashtag Mike Bivins, hashtag Candy Girl, and hashtag Luke James.
And Ricky Bell trended last night when, you know, many of our childhoods were absolutely ruined when we found out he had a bad coke problem.
And he really kept that under wraps because we had absolutely no idea.
I had no idea.
Now, here is Ricky, actually, from last night's part three, talking about how he couldn't pay his bills, telling his wife.
Will they at least work with us?
They've been working with us. There are no more extensions. At this point, I just need to come up with the money or it's a wrap. There's no other options.
And you talk to the label? They can't give you an advance?
I don't think you understand. We quit in the middle of the tour. MCA has a lawsuit against us. The fellas, we can't record, we can't go on the road, we can't do anything.
I need Ricky to come back to the Breakfast Club right now. I got so many questions for Ricky. Number one, I want to know if Amy stuck around.
She seemed like she did in the movie, but I mean, after that.
Part two.
And Ricky was so cold. Ricky stood up from that table, took a sip of cognac, and said, if you know somebody who got me a truck, you find me a truck. And give me some boxes. We're going to need some boxes. That was so cold.
Also, on last night's episode, we did see Michael Bivins sign a new group, and that group was Boys to Men. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Excuse me. Can we have a moment of your time? We just want to sing for you.
You want to sing for me?
We love New Edition. We trying to get a record deal.
Listen, I'm not sure what I can do for y'all, but all right, let me hear something. Come on, I'll listen.
These youngins were so shocked last night to know that Michael Bivins actually signed Boyz II Men. They had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever.
So Michael Bivins gave Boyz II Men the same paperwork that they got when they were kids?
Hey, man, you know, you teach what you know.
It's a cycle.
All right? You teach what you know.
Damn it, man.
Okay? You teach what you know, damn it.
All right, Ludacris has launched a new game. It's called Slang and Friends. It's kind of like Words with Friends, but there's going to be some modern-day slang in there. So
I can use discriminate.
You can use discriminize.
Okay.
And if there's a word that isn't in there, you can recommend that it be added into Slang and Friends. So everybody that likes to play Words with Friends, now there's Slang and Friends, and it also has the definitions. Now, Ludacris said, in a time when so much of the world is divided, technology has the opportunity to bring us together. Slang and Friends encourages users to connect, be friendly, and identify with what they have in common through language. It's also a chance for different generations to learn about each other's unique forms of communication and find ways to use language to bridge generation gaps.
It's still very dangerous to live with slang, though, because I still don't know how to spell fabulous correctly to this day.
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
That's what I know.
Yeah, fabulous.
Is that how you really spell ludicrous? That ain't how you spell ludicrous either.
No, it's definitely not how you spell ludicrous.
But, you know, you just got to know how to...
But I'm sure on Slang and Friends, you can spell those words that way.
Absolutely.
Can I spell my scrape, screech, scrong, S-case?
And that's the game, yeah.
And can you spell Charlamagne the God, T-H-A? God.
Yes, if it's the slang game, why not?
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Migos will be built. Will be in the joint.
We'll be in Bud-Bud-Bud-Bud.
Migos will be in the building. All right, don't go anywhere. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We got a breakfast club. What happened?
Sorry.
What'd you say?
He's nasty. You didn't just hear what he just did?
No. What'd he do? He farted?
Yes.
Hey, listen.
Oh, it's nasty. Our camera guy farted.
Steve is a cameraman for Revolt TV. He's white.
Hates that we call him the white camera guy.
One thing I would not do is smell the farts of a white devil
in
my studio.
He's just farting in here. It's so disrespectful.
Don't you ever.
Ever since Donald Trump's been president, you've been in here going rogue.
You've been kind of strange ever since, man.
I know since McConan came out the closet and grabbed T.I.'s ass, you've been feeling like you want to be courageous, too. But don't you ever fart in here again, Steve.
All right,
continue.
He didn't say excuse me or anything.
Apologize. You make white people
look so
bad.
You gonna give him a hug?
Farted and you hugged Charlamagne.
Yeah, that's a cute Oreo.
You are such a waste of good white skin. Get away from me.
He just grabbed your butt, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
All right, let's get some front page news.
This is so weird.
All right, now, what's sad is Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, and CP3 didn't make it to the NBA All-Star.
There's actually no Nick on the NBA All-Star team for the first time since 2009. Did any of my Nets make it?
No, nobody from the Nets.
Why are y'all acting surprised? Times change. Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony on the other side of their career. Who else you say didn't make it?
CP3.
CP3's been injured damn near all year long. Like, things happen. You know how they say a new chick is turning 18 every day? That's how the NBA is. Dang. A new young player coming along every day, B.
And also, Serena Williams and Venus Williams will be playing each other in the Australian final tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about Mexican president.
All right, well, the Mexican president was supposed to meet with Donald Trump. That's Enrique Peña Nieto. He was supposed to meet with Donald Trump on January 31st in Washington. And he has now canceled that meeting. He tweeted out, "This morning we have informed the White House I will not attend the work meeting scheduled for next Tuesday. Mexico offers and demands respect as the sovereign nation that we are." So that's not going to happen. And that's because, of course, Donald Trump does want to build that wall. Now, Donald Trump is going to have his first news conference today as president since his inauguration. So that will be happening. I don't know exactly what he's going to be talking about, but it's a joint press conference with the Prime Minister of the UK, Theresa May.
He's probably going to talk about how Coronas and tequila are going to pay for the wall because he want to put a 20% tax on all Mexican imports.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink Coronas, no way.
20%. Sheesh.
I like me some tequila, though.
And what else is Trump doing?
What else is Donald Trump doing?
Anything else?
I mean, what he's doing.
Okay.
You know what he's doing.
He's keeping promises.
A lot of different things going on here.
That's what Donald Trump. Drop one of the clues bomb for Donald Trump keeping promises, damn it. Donald Trump is keeping promises. That's what he's doing.
Well, that's front page news. When we come back, Migos will be in the building. That was DJ Khaled with For Free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. Migos!
You did?
Yeah.
Quavo already don't like none of my questions.
How do you say you can't ask no better questions
I had
than
the computer up. Oh, that's all. I had the computer.
I heard something about him being a quarterback.
No, but it's just from the intern. But, you know, but a lot of people may not know he was the quarterback, a quarterback in high school.
He don't like talking about
Breakfast
it.
Breakfast Club in 70 markets, 180 countries.
I don't mind talking about it, but we talked about it so much, I just feel like my boy Charlamagne should know a little bit more and should have some more information about the Migos. Well,
you're right.
I think
first of all, let me tell y'all congratulations.
Modern day questions.
Let me tell y'all congratulations on all y'all success.
Thank you.
Because y'all really came up from the hoods of Atlanta, and now y'all on stuff like Jimmy Kimmel getting shout-outs at Golden Globes.
Thank you.
So I like to see hood niggas make it.
And it's the first time we had all three of you in the studio together, so this is also great.
Almost did it.
I think you guys had a long night, huh?
I ain't never did the S3.
No, you called one time when you was locked up.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm in this month.
Felt like he was here.
Yeah, I'm here now. Yeah.
Now, how does it feel? You know what? When we seen you last, the Migos was on fire. I think a lot of people didn't believe. And I think they thought that your steam was going to die down. And then you came with Bad and Bougie.
No, before they had more than that before Bad and Bougie.
No, but before, they people thought they were dying down and they weren't the same. But I thought they thought it was going to be like a one-album kind of group and that was it. But you guys just keep going.
Yeah, we know how to make them hits, man. We know how to put that shit together.
We told y'all. Yeah.
Got to be in you, not on you. You know what I'm saying?
You did.
I said that from the beginning. Even if you wanted to not like the Migos, you really can't.
You said it from the beginning, I'm going
to
go look.
Look, no, I did because I was actually the first one that booked you guys to come up here. And they were like, they only have one song. And I was like, nah, the Migos is really big and people really like them in Atlanta and their songs be popping.
You don't want to kill the rumor that about you and Offset?
First of all, the rumor that you started.
How did that rumor start?
Charlamagne would just say.
Then we seen y'all in the city.
Because I have a boyfriend, and Charlamagne would always, and they'd be like, "Who's Angela's boyfriend?" He'd be like, "Offset from the Migos." But he would just say that, and I don't know why. And then I met him the other day, and I was like, "I'm sorry about the rumors. I don't know why he says that. That's all."
What was it, the Buscemi thing?
There you go. You bought her something? You spent a bag on
her? No. I had to run up on her real quick, see what's going on, how you doing, see what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I had to apologize because you don't know what somebody's situation, and you just throwing out rumors.
I ain't got no situation.
Right?
Now, one of the illest things I saw y'all do was when Offset was locked up, y'all said y'all used to put money away. For Offset. When y'all do a show, y'all would take his third and just put it away.
Yeah, I come home loaded. Ooh.
That way.
Every time.
A lot of people wouldn't do that. That's how you know it's a lot of loyalty in the group.
A lot of people ain't real, man.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people ain't got no home team. No solid foundation. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I wouldn't feel like I had nothing to worry about.
But you guys are all related to each other, like in real life?
Yes.
Okay, so Quavo is Takeoff's uncle? Is that really true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How'd that happen?
You guys are cousins?
Yeah.
What you mean?
What a talent.
Y'all look like y'all the same age.
You better add my mama or something. Let me have it happen.
How much did the price go up after Donald Glover shouted y'all out at the Golden Globe?
About 150%.
When y'all recorded that song, did y'all know? Did y'all have any idea?
Knew it immediately.
When Offset brought it to me and played it, we was on the road.
Fire.
And he played it on the Sprinter. And as soon as I played about like 5-6 times. It was just his hook in the verse. And I had to come back home and get on the ASAP because it was too crazy.
Now, were you in a drop top and it started raining or something off that?
Nah, I was at the house. I was just recording. And I heard that beat. See that part when I do the woo-woo? When I do that part, I said that because when I was about to record my verse, when I heard when the beat dropped, I didn't know what to say. That just came out like originally. And I was like, ooh, I paused and I was like, man, this beat's so hard. But then when I played it back and I heard it, I said, oh, no, I'm finna keep that. So, yeah.
You're not on it, right, Takeoff?
Nah, I ain't on it.
Why you missed it?
Hey, man, you know, we be working, man. Be busy, man.
You still get the check, though.
Hey, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got something coming, though. Surprise. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got more with the Migos coming up. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Migos are in the building. Now, the name of the album is Culture.
Culture. Yeah.
Why Culture?
Because we need the world to respect us. I ain't never seen nobody make these many hits and not get notified for it and change the game the way we did and bring the flow to the game the way we did and not get, you know what I'm saying, noticed for it. Like, the big way, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, the real system way. So I feel like us coming out, saying the culture, it just made everybody look and be like, man, what these young talking about? And then at the same time, we right, but then there's some boldness on it. So I feel like we can just we just stand on our toes and we the culture. We brought so much to the game.
I think one reason y'all don't get the recognition is because y'all a group, though.
Yeah, respect.
And they ain't seen a group in a minute.
But you gotta understand, all the hip-hop came from groups, you know what I'm saying? A lot of artists came out of groups, so you can't. Which again, like, how can people get lost on just a solo artist? And then when you're a solo artist, you got a whole team behind you anyway. So it should be some recognition when you're a solo artist, period.
Now,
it ain't just like you just doing your own thing.
I think that a lot of the people didn't respect it at first. They considered it, what am I looking for? They considered it not mumble rap, but
yeah, like that real hip hop. Real hip hop.
Y'all get that a lot?
I think it's not real.
I think they were saying the mumbling because the flow was so advanced, they really weren't with it.
Yeah,
when we first came,
I don't think we ever got caught up in the mumble rap though.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody ever said Migos was a mumble rapper because you can really hear everything we're saying. Mm-hmm. Dead serious.
No, that's true because I didn't try to use one of your words on Scrabble.
What word?
Discriminize.
Yeah.
Discriminize. D E S C R I M I N I Z E.
Anyway, it would be D I S.
Well, I tried it. Discriminize.
Anyway, so. Now, to be on the show Atlanta, where you guys already cool with Donald Glover?
Yeah.
He reached out to us to get on the show. We thought it was a great idea. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. And we did. We killed it.
Yeah, by the way, that show is incredible. I'm sure y'all been watching all of those
episodes.
Oh,
yeah, I watched all the episodes. It's crazy.
Now, last time Drama was here, Quavo, I saw you tweeting at him. You had some words for him.
Yeah, man. I just had to let him know, man, we the culture. You can't speak on it without having Migos in it.
So I think he mentioned Atlanta and how Atlanta's popping. And he mentioned a lot of artists. He ain't say the Migos.
Yeah, and that's one of the main parts about this album, too. The title of this album, it was just too much going on. It's like too many people going crazy, and it was just too many heads spinning. Like, we had to control. I feel like we coming in the era right now. We coming in the game and in the time to control what we started and control culture.
How do you stay out of the way of beef? Because Soulja Boy has some words for you.
Fuck that.
Okay.
Stack and pray and stay out of the way.
We getting a real bad, man. We ain't hurting over there.
Now, how y'all gonna return the favor to Donald Glover? Y'all sent him anything?
Oh, yeah. We working on our own movie, man. We gotta get my boy to star in it.
Yeah. And who was the first one that initiated, like, yo, we should form a group?
I feel like it wasn't even no group because we all just brothers and we all just used to throw up Migos, so it was just a family thing at first. But when we just started dropping music, we just couldn't resist on hopping on each other's songs.
Mm-hmm. How did it evolve from the Polo Club to the Migos?
And just, we grew up. Yeah, when the polos ran our style. We started wearing polos and the Levi's and the Trues, so yeah. It was like, okay, it's time to get right.
Album's out right now. Make sure you pick it up. It's called Culture.
That way.
You did?
Go get it.
It's going number one.
It's the Migos.
I saw the snippet of Kelly Price online, too. And I was, because the first thing I thought when I saw that, I was like, a song about Kelly Price, what could this be about?
Make it sound like Kelly Price, baby.
Sound like Kelly Price. Unique.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's Migos. Black Beatles. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
And listen, please stop tweeting us about the Migos interview. We know the Migos.
Horrible interview.
Don't give great interviews.
No, okay.
Great guys make great music. They just, you know.
A lot of girls are hitting me up.
Some people ain't good interviewers.
A lot of girls are hitting me up like, yo, what's up with Quavo? Tell Quavo I said what's good.
Tell them to holler?
Yeah, a lot of women.
But okay. Go by culture. They speak through their music.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drizzake.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Drake just did an interview on an episode of CalCast. It's a podcast that's hosted by John Calipari, who's the head coach at the University of Kentucky's men's basketball team. And in this conversation, he discusses a lot of different things. He talks about something new that he's doing. I didn't even know they were about to have an NBA awards show. And of course, Drake is involved. Here's what he said.
In light of the ESPYs, I don't even know if I'm, like, allowed to say this yet. We'll find out, but I'll say it anyway. I'm actually producing and hosting the first annual NBA Awards this year.
Ooh,
yeah,
I
pray that you can come too, because it's only right. But yeah, so first annual NBA Awards, and I get to take the reins on it, which, you know, usually award shows sometimes are a bit, you know, restricted, but they let me do a lot at the ESPYs. So we'll just expand on that concept.
That could be cool.
Yeah, like the NBA best award dunk, show.
The best breaking somebody's ankles.
I thought he was talking about that little BS fashion show they did that year. Remember they did that fashion show?
That was
all them dudes ripping the runway.
Oh, that was horrible.
It's an NBA award show. It's not a fashion show.
You don't remember when they did that for the NBA though? They did All Star Weekend. They had them guys ripping the runway.
Rip the runway.
They could do like the community service. Who does the best? And
our white camera guy worked at that. Do you want to be part of the show, Steve?
I know, Steve. All right, white man.
Hold the camera.
Damn, Steve. Put the camera on yourself, then.
All right, now let's discuss.
So crazy. Man.
I work
in the background. I work that. Okay.
Somebody's got to get the coffee. All right. Now he also talks about Aaliyah and how much of an influence Aaliyah was with him.
I'm obviously a huge Aaliyah fan. She's part of the reason why I decided to sing and rap. You know, stemming from a conversation I had with my dad about how Aaliyah, as a woman, can make music that you don't necessarily feel self-conscious to listening as a man. And Aaliyah just kind of blurred that line, and I tried to do the same thing from a male perspective, where I would make music for women to listen to, but guys wouldn't feel uncomfortable playing it. I think if I could work with anybody and it would sound the way I picture it, it would probably be Aaliyah.
Let me ask you this. Do guys think about that you can't listen to women's music without being feeling...
Not listen to it. I can definitely listen to it, but... You know, you can't be in the club and that Lil' Kim come on and you'd be like, I used to be scared of it.
But
now I throw lips to it.
But who wrote that?
You think about
Biggie.
Exactly.
You could bob your head to it, though.
Yeah, I always say that I like you can rap along.
Wow, you're going to bob your head on it?
You can rap.
Maybe I bob my head.
You can rap to Remy Martin's lyrics.
Now I bob my head to it.
You could rap to the Diamond and Princess from Crime Mob. You know what I'm saying? You could.
Duck, if you buck.
Who else? What other? You could rap to MC Light.
Or Love on Top by
Foxy
Beyonce.
Brown,
certain Foxy records.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, certain Nicki records.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even Lil' Kim, certain Lil' Kim records.
But when they start talking about slobbing on knobs and all kind of stuff, you just got to, you know, watch your rhetoric. That's all.
Yep.
Just change the lyrics. Okay. All right, so Drake also talked about his playlist collaboration that he's doing with Apple, his More Life project. He said it's more like a mixtape. He said it's a body of work that he's creating to bridge the gap between his major releases. A lot of different things he talks about on that podcast.
I want to know why Drake gets paid, Nicki Minaj gets paid, but Lil Wayne doesn't get paid.
Who say Drake and Nicki getting paid?
Okay, never mind, you're right.
Yeah, we don't know if they're getting money from the label.
I guess you're right, because they keep putting music out, but I guess they just don't care, because they keep releasing records.
I don't know. They also probably have alternative ways of getting money, too.
Okay.
Because the more music you put out, the more you can tour
right.
And do other
you're
things.
More irrelevant,
and
right.
Collaborations with other artists and, you know, that might help, too, rather mm-hmm. than just your own solo album on your label. All right, Chris Brown, somehow, some way, his Lamborghini Aventador was destroyed. We don't know what happened, but they were saying that that car, which retails for, and you can help me out here, Envy, between $400,000 and $500,000.
Now $400,000, $500,000.
Yes, it was wrecked, and police have no idea who drove the car, how the accident happened. They said the Lamborghini is registered to Chris Brown, though, and so they don't know if he was the one driving it, but it was just left there, wrecked in the middle of the highway.
The only reason you leave that is if you were drinking or something was bad and you had to get out of Dodge. That's the only reason you're going to leave a car like that.
Yeah, so we don't know what happened, but they said it was a single car wreck. Nothing was damaged, so it's not a high priority for them to investigate and find out what happened. But,
cool.
You know. All right, Khloe Kardashian, according to reports, is very jealous because Tristan Thompson just had a son with his ex-girlfriend, and she's broken down over it. Tristan's been doing everything he can to just convince her that he's not attached to the mother, and she just can't deal. Because, you know, Khloe Kardashian's been trying to have a child and get pregnant for quite some time now, and she's been vocal about that. And so even though she wants to be a mom very badly, it's difficult to have her man have his own child that, by the way, he had while he's been with her. So that's part of their issue right now, which is
time for Khloe to move on. She's a journeyman, you know what I'm saying? Consistent power forward. She'll give you 9 points, 8 rebounds, but she never stays committed to one team. Okay? Time for her to move on. That's all. That's it.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right.
Blue in the face, and it's just not the same.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 27th, goes to 18-year-old Sky Juliet Samuel. Now, according to the Columbia Commercial Dispatch, Sky is a disgusting human being, a filthy, filthy, filthy individual, and people like her are one of the main reasons I don't eat at fast food restaurants, okay? Not too often. I don't think at all, actually. Now, I'm here to tell you on this fine Friday that police issued an arrest warrant last week for Sky. She was working at a Jack's Family restaurant on January 7th and decided to do this dastardly deed. Let's go to WTVA for the report.
Authorities are looking into whether an employee at a Mississippi fast food restaurant served food that had been purposefully tainted with her menstrual blood. Police in Columbus, Mississippi say the incident happened at this Jack's restaurant. Wow. Police issued a warrant for the arrest of Sky Juliet Samuel, 18 years old, who allegedly served that tainted food. Samuel turned herself into police on Monday morning. She's being held on a $5,000 bond, accused of putting bodily fluids on food. And we can tell you that the state and that company are now investigating.
Let me get a bite of that period, Patty.
Yeah.
I have a menstrual cycle with cheese, please. Hold the pickles. I wonder how much that sauce is going for on eBay. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted your burger rare. Now, I know. Some of y'all in the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant right now rethinking your decision. Some of y'all just bit into a chicken, egg, and cheese biscuit, okay? Mm. And if you're in a fast food restaurant right now and you walk out, I don't blame you because misery loves company. And this thing about fast food restaurants, a lot of people working there don't want to be there. So they don't go to that job with enthusiasm. They don't go there to spread joy because that's not what they're feeling in their spirit. And in their spirit, they are upset. Okay, their energy is bad. And I tell y'all all the time, the law of energy is never lost or destroyed. Just merely transferred from one party to the next. And that's what young Sky did. She was upset about something, angry over something, mad at the world. And people like that can't work at fast food restaurants. It is known all across the globe that the best fast food restaurant workers are at Chick-fil-A. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Chick-fil-A workers, okay? They are angels sent from the heavens above. I don't know what kind of training they have to go through at Chick-fil-A, but all fast food restaurant workers need to go there. Chick-fil-A workers will all have great karma come back to them for the way they make all of us feel. They make us feel special when we come there. This young lady, Sky, is going to have the exact opposite of that, okay? She's going to have bad karma for a long time because of this situation. It haunts you forever, okay? I know. You know how I know? Because I got a homeboy. His name is Wax. Okay? Hmm? He used to work at a fast food restaurant, and he would rub silverware all over his penis.
Why?
Okay? Because he was upset he had to work there. So now, years later,
what?
Whenever we go to a restaurant, he orders and gets plastic utensils because he's afraid of his own karma.
That is disgusting. I didn't know that's why he does that.
Yes, that's exactly why he does that.
That's disgusting.
Wax. You think a man sitting there struggling with a plastic fork, a knife and a fork to eat a steak?
I thought it was because he was in jail or something.
No, he's afraid of his own karma, okay? I used to work at Taco Bell, got fired after 2 weeks, all right? Salute to my sister Teresa. She was the manager there. She had to fire me. It happens. Love you, sis. When I used to work there, when I would make people's tacos and burritos, I would make sure I washed my hands.
There you go.
I wouldn't even think of spitting in their Bell Grande.
That's disgusting.
Okay?
I work in a juice bar, and I wash my hands before I even put the gloves on every single time.
You got to shut it if you want good karma.
Goodness gracious, that's disgusting.
I would never think of putting boogers in somebody's chicken fiesta taco salad, okay? Simply because I don't want to be ducking my own karma my whole life. Sky, I don't know where you're eligible to work after this. Okay, you need to go to college and get you an education because this is by far one of the worst things to ever have to write on a job application. Have you ever been convicted or arrested of a crime? If so, what? Yes, I got arrested for putting period blood on people's burgers. If your mouth is watering right now, it's because you give your woman oral stimulation when she's on her period. But that's another story. Please give Sky Samuels
nothing
the
wrong
biggest
with that,
hee-haw.
By the way.
That's disgusting.
Now, I'm going to play white devil's advocate for 1 second.
All right, here you go.
Okay, I judge people by their motives, not their actions. Uh-huh. Yes, Sky put period blood on the burger, but what could have caused that? What motivated her to do that? Is she just a nasty little dirtbag, or was she pushed to have to do this because she encountered someone like this at the drive-thru?
Ew! Hello? Hello? Hello?
Why are you screaming?
Because I'm saying hello.
Okay, but you come to the window like, yeah.
Well, then, that ain't disrespectful because I ain't even
anyway,
cursed. Ain't no anyway. Yo, for one, you have to see me when you come to the window, so you better have the same energy.
Oh, I got your energy. I got your energy right here in this tampon, okay? All the energy you want is right here in this menstrual cup I wore today, okay? I got your energy. B, dead ass, I got your energy.
Oh,
okay?
I love that.
I got your energy right here. All right?
All right. You good?
And I've had it for the past 4 days.
You done?
And I'm still a heavy day. But I got your energy right here.
Okay.
Okay?
Why you clapping your hands like that? Goodness gracious. All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
If you see Charlamagne, put a little extra special sauce on his food.
Now, I don't go to fast food restaurants. The only fast food restaurant you might catch me in is Chick-fil-A.
Little Polynesian.
Maybe a Waffle House if I'm home in South Carolina.
All right. Polynesian.
Wait, hold on. He's not going to know no better. Let me tell him. So talk for a second.
What? Why won't I know any better?
Not talk you. I'm talking about the border.
Oh.
No, don't talk. Don't whisper to him. Okay. Talk out loud. We are all a family here. Everybody that listens to us is a family. We got new producers, new board ops. We trying to coach them through what we about to do.
All right. You know it's Friday, so it's Freaky Friday. What music do we play for Freaky Friday?
Do you have it
up? He's pulling it up. I was trying to tell you.
Even though Amezie has worked here for 6 years,
you got to go into the beds.
Petey Pablo Freak-a-leak, man.
You got to go into the beds and pull an instrumental.
Salute to Petey Pablo. I would ask him to drop one of Clues bombs with Petey Pablo, but he can't do two things at once. You better have that same energy looking for that Petey Pablo Freak-a-Leak record.
Now,
okay?
You're going to have to go to the beds where the instrumentals are, man.
Usually on the button
bar. It's not all on right, the button okay. bar. Go to the all right. Well, it's
Friday.
Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
Usually Petey Pablo would fall right there, and then we'd be like, all right, well, we're talking touchless orgasms.
Oh, the reason we're doing this is we had the Punani Poets up here the other day. And I went on Instagram Live, and Charlamagne laid on the ground, and he was trying to have a touchless orgasm.
I'm going to let you know right now, touchless poom poom is absolute trash.
Okay, so if you ever vote, you can see Charlamagne laying on the ground trying to have a touchless orgasm.
Touchless poom poom is trash.
But there are definitely people who have had touchless orgasms.
Now, we're not talking about wet dreams, or can we talk wet dreams? Because I think everybody's had a wet dream.
That's
kind of like
a touchless orgasm.
Well, that's not what the definition of what this is supposed to be is. It's like when you're with your partner.
Right.
Mm.
And you can have an orgasm without touching each other.
Mm.
All right. 800-585-1051. Have you ever had a touchless orgasm, meaning you and your partner, you let one go, and there it goes. You got it. There you go. Play it. There you go. Touchless orgasm. 800-585-1051. You with your partner. Y'all just looking at each other, and all of a sudden it's...
I don't think you just look at each other. You got to...
Oh, you got to tell.
What fake-ass Johnny Gill ad-lib did you just do? Sounds like you about to sing My, My, My.
That was Twisted Kanye West, Overnight Celebrity. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And today's Freaky Friday question is touchless orgasm. Have you ever experienced an orgasm without being touched by yourself or your partner? That is the question. Me, I haven't. I have five
I'm
kids.
I'm so surprised that you haven't done that.
I have five kids, so all my orgasm, all my fluids go right in my wife.
All right, then.
Congratulations.
I'm being honest. I got five kids.
Hey, Gia, girl.
Morning, babes. What about you, Charlamagne?
I've absolutely, positively never
now
had
it. How was it since you were getting a demonstration in here?
I told you the touchless porn porn was trash.
But I'm saying, all right, did you feel anything? Like, did
no,
you feel like if you could
I felt
concentrate?
Nothing. It was trash. It was garbage.
Would
it wasn't worth my time.
Would you try it at home?
No. It's whack.
Do you guys meditate?
No, I don't meditate. I mean, I meditate, but not together. Hmm. Listen, I've never had a touchless orgasm ever. I mean, the only thing I've ever remotely had close to having a touchless orgasm was what we would call a wet dream.
Wet dream, yeah. What about you, Yee?
I've never had an orgasm, but...
You never had an orgasm?
No, not from, like, a touchless orgasm.
Oh, I was about to say,
no one. Wow.
Wow.
This is really
lonely. I've never had an actual orgasm, not touching each other, but I think you can have... get very turned on, but if you're in the same room and you can meditate together and concentrate,
yeah,
and
but that's,
have
I mean,
conversation. I think it could happen though.
Yeah, that's my sex. Because I mean, most great sex is mental, but right. I mean, a touchless orgasm. Look, I'm a Cancer, and as a Cancer man, I am very intimate. I'm very emotional. I'm very sensitive. Mm-hmm. I actually laid in the bed last night and cried while Can You Stand the Rain was playing because aww. I was just so touched by the New Edition movie. So I like to touch, and I need physical stimulation aww. As well as emotional and mental stimulation. So I don't think a touchless orgasm would ever be possible for me.
It's called verbal intercourse. Now,
that's actually a Raekwon record.
I know.
Featuring Nas and Ghostface.
Everything goes back to Wu-Tang.
Yes, right. It does.
But I'm just saying, though, it could happen. Though, like, you could see it happening because you can get so turned on just by conversation and sitting in the room with somebody. With your wife, Envy, you don't think y'all could try that and make it happen?
But the problem with that is I don't want to wait. Like, you know,
but
you
that actually
talk.
Might turn you on even more.
Nah, you know what? That's why most pastors get the most poom poom and the most boy butt in the church.
Why?
Because they talk game is so good. So they take you in the back and they be counseling you. Mm-hmm. And whether you a man or woman, you want to submit to them.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Bishop Eddie Long dead now because he got a good conversation game.
Okay. I don't know, but I think y'all could do it.
I'll try.
And I think it could work.
I'm going to try with my wife tonight. I don't know how
well
it's going to
work. You going to try with the pastor?
Tonight.
Hello, who's this?
This is Bethany.
Hey, Bethany, you ever had a touchless orgasm?
Yes, I have had a touchless orgasm before. Actually, when I first started dating my girlfriend... Oh, my God. Like, I had never had that happen before. It's like she would talk to me and touch me, and I would just go crazy. And I would literally, like, she didn't have to, like, stimulate me. You know what I mean?
Mentally.
She didn't have to stimulate me at all.
Her tongue counts as a touch. Just because she didn't touch you with her hands and she put her tongue on you, it still counts as a touch.
It's not a hand or a tongue, nothing, like, literally.
What she be saying to you? Tell us what she says to you.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Come on, put your sexy voice.
Come on, give us
a touch.
Give us touchless orgasm.
Tell us what she say to you.
She say, oh, I like the smell.
Come
it smells like the kitchen at Red Lobster. Oh, I like that salmon-y smell.
It's just, like, sweet nothing.
Like, go ahead.
No.
Come on, we're concentrating. We need you to work with us.
She would just tell me, like, how pretty I was and that, ooh, she, you know, how bad she wanted me. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
a bunch of alternative facts. I got you.
Stop it.
I got you.
Hello,
right,
who's this?
Dope.
Yeah, what's good? It's Joshua.
Joshua, you ever had a touchless orgasm?
Yeah, I did.
You want to tell us about it or you want us to guess, bro?
Yeah, I did.
So it was one time I was chilling with my girlfriend and she was looking at me all seductive and it just happened right there, bro.
You were just looking at her?
I ain't gonna lie. That sounds kind of lame, though.
Yeah,
your
girl
looking at you and you
she
let one loose.
Man,
no.
He loves
yeah,
her.
Bro. I couldn't help it.
Oh, man.
I can't do that at my age. Because if I have a touchless orgasm like that, if I just look at my wife and I bust off, that's it. We done for
the night. It's over.
You're done. All I got is one.
Snoring.
See you tomorrow.
800-585-1051. We're talking touchless orgasm. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Riri with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
And we're talking touchless orgasms. Mm-hmm. All right, we're asking, have you ever had one? Now, I've never had one. Charlamagne has never had one. Yee almost had one.
Yeah, I think I definitely could do it.
You think so?
If I wanted to.
Listen, man, I'm a Cancer. Salute to all my Cancers out there. You know our astrological sign are intimate human beings, okay? We need mental stimulation, but we need physical stimulation, spiritual stimulation, and emotional stimulation, okay? Ain't no way in hell I'm busting off without somebody touching me.
That's not true, because you have wet dreams.
Yeah, but that's ghosts having sex with you in your sleep. That's poltergeist poom poom.
You don't think you could use your imagination to have an orgasm just by thinking about something?
No, it ain't happening.
I don't know. I mean, without touching?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
It ain't happening.
I don't think so.
Not for me.
I definitely could do it. I'm going to do it this weekend.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Al calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, what's up, bro?
803, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
Now, you ever had a touchless orgasm?
No, because I don't think that's possible. Because for one, I don't think you live life like you in an American Pie movie. Nor is this Demolition Man.
What? Okay, thank you for the old references. Definitely don't remember Demolition Man. What was? Could you school me on the game?
Yeah, if you remember Demolition Man, when Sylvester Stallone first got out of him and Sandra Bullock went back to his place, they put them things on their head that basically it was like a virtual reality.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Yeah. That was the only way you could do it. I don't think it's possible you could have a tested orgasm, man. It don't seem right.
Yeah, like, but people do it all the time, so it's possible.
That's like when they tell you got a touchless car wash.
No, it's brushless, not the same
it's
thing.
No, they got touchless car washes, too.
It's not the same thing.
They do have that. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, but they call them touchless car washes.
Whatever.
Hello, who's this?
I'd rather not give my name, actually.
Okay, freaky. Girl, I hope you had a touchless orgasm.
I have, actually.
Tell us about it.
Walk us through it, please.
It was with a girl, another girl, and I was performing oral on her, but she wasn't touching me. So I would consider that a touchless orgasm.
Oh, that's kind
and
of
it
touchless.
It happened twice in the same situation.
So you were so turned on by turning her on?
Yes.
Okay. I think we could take that as one.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, I get you're both not supposed to be.
It was still some touching involved.
Yeah, you're not
though.
Supposed to be touching yeah. each other. But
hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This is King Lamar from Jersey.
What's up, bro?
What up?
Hey, you asking me. Listen. It just sounds funny coming from me.
What?
Yeah, listen.
Lamar, have you ever had a touchless orgasm?
Not really, but what I'm saying is like, because I'm kind of like gay. So when me and my
What do you mean kind of gay?
Yeah, what do you mean kind of gay?
Are you gay or?
It's like this. I like guys, but I'm not really gay like that because, you know.
Bro, are you gay? Stop it. Why?
Are you bisexual?
Listen, I don't like chicks at all.
So you're gay?
Gay!
All right, tell us your story,
and there's
bro.
Nothing wrong with that. You're not kind of like gay.
I don't care. Everybody knows. My Facebook is lit. But listen.
There you go. Your Facebook status
like
is complicated.
Saying, like, all right, so when you have like, all right, when I be smashing my boy out, right? And then
I love it. Keep going.
I be hitting him with like the right stroke.
Now, okay.
He has his penis will start like shooting like an 8K without me touching it.
The Draco.
Yeah, You're penetrating him.
You're smashing.
Well, yeah, but we're not touching his penis.
Sir, it's called the prostate. And in a man, the prostate. Yeah, prostate stimulation is causing him to orgasm, so that is not a touchless orgasm.
He knows, Charlamagne.
Listen, all I know is that I ain't touching his penis and he ain't touching it, and that's
you touching that prostate.
But you guys are having sex. We're talking about you're not touching.
Hey, listen, I don't know how you have a touchless orgasm, but I know I can make it work like that.
That's no, man, like you're hitting his prostate. Prostate is a man's G-spot.
I know what I'm hitting, baby. That's what I do it for.
All right. Get me his number. I need to talk to him on the regular on this damn radio.
Oh, no.
What's your name, sir?
No, he did not try to take your man.
I think he's flirting with you.
What's your name?
My name is King Lamar. You can find me on Facebook. I'll get it in. But I'm not giving out my real name because people like to find people jobs.
Now, hold on. We're going to put you on hold. Charlamagne wants to speak to you later tonight.
We need to have him calling into the show more often. You about to be a regular member of the Breakfast Club.
He wants to talk to you off air.
King Gecko. That's what we're going to call him from now on. King Gecko.
King Gecko. What's the moral of the story,
guys? He got the Draco penis. The moral of the story is life is too short not to orgasm every day. That's the moral of the story. And you may not eat pork with a pig orgasms for 30 minutes. That's just the Charlamagne the God fun fact. Okay. And loyalty and orgasms. That's all people want.
All right, is that it?
Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we're going to talk about Paula Patton versus Robin Thicke. It looks like it's getting really, really ugly right now, and I feel kind of bad for them. They have a young child.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. We're talking Chief Keef.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
Well, Chief Keef has been arrested, according to reports, for robbery and assault. Now, there was a story about him and five of his friends jumping his former music producer, Ramsay the Great. Well, Ramsay is also speaking out. Here's what he said.
Look at what I'm doing, man. I took another route. I'm a young black man from Chicago who decided to stop the cycle. Maybe this next generation will look at me like, damn, We don't got to go shoot back. It's a, we could stop the cycle just right here. If y'all don't get what I'm doing, then y'all don't, y'all not looking out for y'all community. Y'all don't even understand. Half of the people commenting saying I'm a rat, I'm a snitch, all this, I broke the code. Y'all lost in the system, man.
I wish I would explain to people why I called the police on somebody after they put their hands on me.
Showed up at my house with AK-47.
I wish I would have to explain to y'all why I got to call the police on these crazy little Negroes. Please.
There was a pickup truck outside my gate. I called 911 immediately. Now, what's your emergency? There's a truck outside my gate.
I am a grown-ass, tax-paying citizen, father, husband of two.
Okay? But some people are scared of repercussions because now what?
You call the police again. What the hell you mean, now what? They try to tell me.
All right, Paula Patton. There's been all kinds of issues and back and forth between her and Robin Thicke as far as custody of their young son, Julian. Now, according to Paula Patton, she has sworn to a judge that Robin Thicke beat her during their marriage. She is saying that she had to get a restraining order and that she and Robin got into a fight back in 2013 at the Cannes Film Festival. She said he hit her with a closed fist to her upper body and then pushed her onto the ground and threatened multiple times to bash her effing head in. She also said the straw that broke the camel's back in their marriage happened back in February of 2013. She was filming Warcraft, and Robin and Julian, their son, came to stay with her. And she said Robin Thicke was supposed to take care of him, but early in the morning, he started screaming in front of them, and he wanted to effing sleep. Who do you effing think you are, not letting me sleep? And she says he had a serious cocaine problem as well as being a cheater. She said that they were staying in a hotel and in the second bedroom. When she fell asleep, he tried to have sex with another woman. So that's everything that she is claiming. And I actually did...
I just heard sex with another woman. That's what she's upset about?
No, she said that he pushed her to the ground, beat her with a closed fist, threatened to bash her effing head in.
Yeah, so the other woman shouldn't even matter. You can stop at the domestic violence.
Right. So when I interviewed Paula Patton during the time when Warcraft came out actually last year, she actually broke down during the interview. It seemed like she was going through a lot. Here's what happened.
During this movie, I got separated from my husband. We're divorced now, but it's all good. That's life. That happens. It's with all love. But certainly, I can't look back at this and not think that it was a time to change my life, because it did, you know? It's since then, so much has happened, but that will always be the thing, that moment that you remember, that the turning point happened. This was supposed to be a fun interview. It's my fault. No, I'm jet lagged. I'm emotional.
I really hope Robin Thicke ain't beating that woman.
Well, he's not anymore now.
Well, I hope he
allegedly
hasn't.
Allegedly, yeah.
Okay, because that's the last thing you want right now in this current climate that we're in. Robin Thicke will be reminded that he's white so fast and that he cannot put his hand on a black woman.
Or on any woman,
on
really.
On any woman.
It shouldn't matter.
But in this climate, it'll be really, really bad for him.
All right, Blackish Star. Sorry, I just...
You all right?
Yeah, I was...
Why
drinking
are you crying? What happened?
I was drinking a smoothie. I choked a little.
Something you want to tell us?
No. Blackish Star Jennifer Lewis is saying that the guy who trained her actually ended up being her boyfriend, and now she's saying that the gym is responsible for him ripping her off for $50,000. She met him at LA Fitness Club in West Los Angeles. He was a manager. He worked the front desk. They got real cool with each other. They started flirting. He was training her at the gym. Next thing you know, 3 months into the relationship, she's lending him money so he can do a movie that he said he was producing.
Oh, she got game. OG got game.
She said he's a con man, and he actually served some time, and LA Fitness should have known that and not hired him at all.
Drop on the clues, mom, for Jennifer Lewis. She got game. I bet you he's younger than her, flirting with her when she used to come there, telling her she still got it, you know what I'm saying? Gave the cougar some PP.
Listen,
she
to
lost
add
her mind.
Insult to injury, she can't even go to the gym anymore now because they won't let her come. They actually said that she confronted managers at the gym and they took their manager's side. So no longer can even go to my gym. I can't even work out.
Why
now.
Is she suing the gym? Because she got game, though.
Because she's saying that he was a criminal and they should have investigated and not hired him.
But that's not their fault.
That's not their
He's
fault.
He's a trainer.
Exactly. She fell for the wrong person. Okay. That's all.
Yo, she gave him $50,000.
Drop one of clues bombs for him.
That's not nice.
After 3 months.
That's not nice.
That's crazy.
Men is out here investing way more than that in the women early. I'm happy that that young man got some getting
Yo,
back.
Yo, I got this movie I'm producing.
That's right.
Not a- Work
That's
the sound
right.
on a couple of other projects.
I'm telling you how this played
you
out.
You should be used to that in Hollywood, too. Everybody got a movie.
Everybody got a movie.
I guarantee you he's way younger than Jennifer, and he was blowing her back out, and she got caught up in his penis, and she was happy to hand over that $50,000.
She's not happy now. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, well, shout to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday.